How can't I help you today?
I want to speak to your manager.
Hello, and welcome back to Customer Service Horror Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, David, and I would like to welcome you to episode 27. Oh, well, first of all, I'm going to say I still didn't invest in the battery equipment. I'm going to apologize. I'm really not 100% sure what the fading in and out is all about. Never had those problems with my other recording headphones. Super expensive podcasting device, you know. But anyway, where we're going to go today, where we're going to go this weekend, this week, this episode, we are going to do a couple of listener stories. Now, I don't have a whole lot of Mormon experiences that aren't super basic or, you know, telling about development within the retail industry. So, like I've been very clear about last year, 2 years ago, whenever, you know, when we started this journey together, you and I, that once I was going to run out of my own stories, which I eventually was and did, that I would start doing paranormal, true crime, listener stories, and I've done all of those already. We're just going to go a little harder on this this go-around. So we are going to do a listener story today because I did not have time to, you know, I didn't have time to really research a good paranormal or true crime story. I pulled one paranormal story type thing up, got a couple articles that I need to, you know, kind of go through. And to be honest, I kind of read them verbatim. I might not this time, but I mean, the person who wrote it, I mean, they explained everything. Reviews. We're also going to do reviews, and not only we're going to do customer reviews, but we'll do employee reviews of companies, and I may omit company names. We'll see how I'm feeling that day. Anyway, on with the list. Our stories. So it's two very simple names, this person's and the next story I have. They each have one or two. But because I think too hard about things, I'm going to apologize or I'm going to pronounce it as many different ways as I feel it's pronounced. And I probably will still get it wrong. So this is from an anniversary story. I just want to let everybody know that if they've all been approved, you know, I've reached out to these individuals or they have reached out to me and to share stories. And then for listener stories, articles, maybe I'll read it, summarize it, or I'll just read it verbatim if I like the way the person's reading it and I really want to. Now, we'll still mention who wrote it now that we got to do that. But listener stories, I will 100% be reading verbatim. I may say that and then throw in a side comment, which is not verbatim. But I'm going to read, I'm going to go with 95% verbatim rate. Okay, so these two are from Melissa Colbert or Colbert. I don't know because I'm super 50-50 on that one. Anyway, here we go. She writes, I work at a cannabis dispensary. A 40-year-old man comes in looking for vape cartridges. I tell him that, unfortunately, right now, all we have is one kind in stock. He gets noticeably upset. I apologize again and tell him about the store that is close by, 10-minute drive. And he gruffly tells me that he's not driving that far for it. He repeats himself saying, "That's all you got?" I'm getting annoyed at his tone by now. He's making the situation seem as if we didn't order more just to piss him off. I assertively say, "Dude, we got 420 cannabis stores in our province. Everyone has got to get a little piece of the pie." He doesn't listen to me, talks over me, starts yelling about how in the past that this happened to him before, where we didn't have what he wanted. I try again to explain, and he waves me off. I say aggressively, "If you want to have that kind of attitude, then that's fine." He told me, "Watch it," as he exits. I yelled for him to have a nice fucking day. He walks back in the store just to tell me, "Watch your fucking mouth." So that's how I started my shift. You know, it might also have to be something that I find or ask for from you. Viewers, you're not watching fucking, now watch me do this. The listeners. Customers? We're not going to call the listeners what they, no, fucking stupid. That's dumb. Anyway, you guys, Our retail heroes. Retail heroes. I'm not laughing because I don't think that you're heroes, that you're not heroes. I'm just whatever. it's just stupid. Anyway. Because obviously we know you're the real MVP. We all know that, right? That was it. I almost digressed. What I need to do is research things like that. I want, if you please, cshspodcast@gmail.com, or search me on X. I think I called it Twitter last week or both weeks prior. I don't care. There. CSHS podcast. I want to hear your talk back to stories. So I want to know when you know, honestly, professionally or not so professionally, I both stories would be great. If you can tell me time, share with me so I can read for everybody else who can fucking relate. That is listening to this, to one where you professionally told off a customer, and some where maybe you did not. Some of each. I said one of the professional, some of the other. Let's just go with, I would like some of each. Good ones. I mean, like, yes, some of it like that. That just made me think, you know, that was part of the whole story. And that was a story. That wasn't the point of the story, but it made me think if there's a time where you finally, what was the time where you finally kind of said, fuck it, either professionally or unprofessionally told a customer to basically fuck off, that you are the one that works there, that you are the one that knows what's up. Shut the fuck up. Clearly, I have some pent up rage about some of that issue. Anyway, all right. Melissa's story again. Here we go. Not again. Another one. I'm not going to read the same one. Sorry, Melissa. But no, everybody, we're not reading the same one. This is the second story she sent me too. All right. This is another cannabis dispensary story. I really feel like, did I read these before? I hope not. I usually mark that in my notes. If I did, I'm sorry. But I'm still going. This is another cannabis dispensary story. Another 40-year-old white man comes in looking for a vape cartridge. I help him decide what he wants, and he started start opening my drawer to grab what he wanted. Now, each vape cartridge comes in different packaging, and since it was order day, a lot of new ones came in. So I'm going through each one just trying to find which one he wanted. He physically climbs over the counter. Oh. He sprawled over my counter like a child and starts pointing at different packages, telling me which one is which. He has no idea what he's talking about, obviously, and is pointing to the wrong one. I swear I've read these before. We're still going to go on. Swear up and down that this is the right one. I keep sternly telling him that, no, that's not the right one. Please just give me 2 seconds of peace so I can find what you want. After he climbs off the counter, I find what he wants, and he goes to exit. He gives me his empty Tim Hortons cup and tells me, doesn't ask, to throw in the garbage for him. He sets it on the counter and I leave it there because there's 3 dudes behind him and throwing out his cup isn't my number one priority. He turns to leave and as he does, I greet the next customer. He turns around, physically cuts off the customer by blocking the way. Picks up the empty cup and thrusts it into my face, telling me to throw it away. He's not leaving until I throw it away. Then he makes some old boomer joke, and I pretend to laugh until he leaves. I couldn't believe it. The guys behind him were in shock. Yeah, I'd fucking be in shock, too. That's some crazy shit. This is wild. Jumping over a counter. Are you fucking kidding? Or like when people reach over the Chipotle sneeze glass cart, are you, shut the fuck up. Keep your damn hands to yourself. That is a barrier for fuckers like you. Knock it off. I don't understand. Another one where I'm probably pronouncing it incorrectly, so twice. So London, this is from London, Gaul. Gaul, probably Gaul. Anyway, London, I'm sorry. But I appreciate the story. Here we go. Me answering a phone call. Lydia on the phone. I came through the drive-thru earlier and I specifically asked about items that might have any kind of spicy ingredients. And I was told my burger wouldn't have anything spicy on it. While my burger was spicy, I ordered the new one you guys have. Me. Oh, I'm so sorry. That one does actually have a mayo-based sauce, which is a little spicy. My drive-thru person must have gotten it mixed up. I would be happy to remake it a different sandwich and refund you whichever you prefer. Her. I don't think you understand the severity of the situation. I'm extremely allergic to spicy food, to the point I have to use an EpiPen if I come in contact with it. I'm lucky my husband took a bite first, or I would be in the hospital. I am very, very sorry. I will make sure my staff is more educated about the new burger, though it would be best to mention an allergy is involved because we take special precautions for allergies. We carry a lot of stuff that's spicy, so we could have done a lot more to make sure your food didn't come into contact with anything. Her. Why else would I have a 5-minute conversation asking about what's spicy? I just can't even begin to explain how fucking angry I am. Do you understand the gravity of the situation? Me. I do understand. I will make sure my employees are aware, and I will be more than happy to refund you. She goes on some more and decides I'm not reacting enough. I don't know if she was expecting me to go and yell at my employee or what. I'm not sure what else she wants here, but she decides to get into contact with my boss. Fine, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, this is still, sorry, I just want to caveat this. I'm still reading. Ladies and gentlemen, but I do agree with them. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have an allergy, say so. If it's so severe that even contact can cause a reaction, it may be best not to eat at a place that serve that kind of food. If she had mentioned an allergy, the cooks who know the sandwiches inside and out would have said something. My drive-through thought it was kind of a honey mustard sauce. That's what it tasted like to him. We always have our employees sample new products. Don't assume people are going to guess you have an allergy. Not everyone has the same idea on what spicy is. Thank you, London. Okay. That does it for the listener stories. But oh my God, like seriously, I never understood that. Like, come on. I know we all love to go out, but like, really, if you have an allergy, you need to say something. Or I don't know. I just, if there's something that's not obvious, right? If you're not carrying a sign, if you don't have a bracelet, if you're not wearing, a name tag that says what's going on with you, like, how's anybody gonna know? You know, and like they said too, spicy is whatever spicy is to whoever it is that's eating it. It's not. But regardless, that's the kind of shit that that you all deal with all day, every day. And it's incredible when people have that sort of entitlement and they just think that since you work there, not only can you read their minds and know everything about them, but that, you're out to get them or that everything. I don't know that, like, and they should be serving you hand and foot. Everything should be a silver platter, everything they ask, maybe a massage, cause you're fucking in the Burger King drive through. I don't know. But I really appreciated those stories. It is going to be kind of a shorter episode today. I just want to share those or reshare. I guess I'm having thoughts on that. Well, regardless, they're so good. It was, share them again. But please do send me some, not revenge, but, when you stood up for yourself to a customer, but you also either did it in such a good way that it was professional and you didn't get in trouble, just a customer just looked like an asshole, or maybe you lost your shit and you had to tell someone off. Why don't you talk to me about that? Either one of those stories, kinds of stories works. Or since we'll be talking about paranormal, oh my God, if you have a story, I know I talked about my own couple of instances, involving Old Navy and whatever. Please send me that stuff. I think that's great. I love that stuff. And, there's something different about hearing it from somebody that is giving it to you directly as opposed to, like, me going and finding a cool article about it, which I'm going to do. And it will be cool. But, it hits home a little more when, you're hearing a story. And that story was provided by somebody who's listening to the same podcast that you are, who, works in the same industry, that quite possibly makes a similar wage, has similar, daily duties. Fuck that. God damn it. But, I think that'd be really cool. So that's pretty much all I got for you this week. That's pretty much all I got for you this week. I appreciate you. We'll have a better couple of stories next week. And like I said, it'll be more involving of true crime and or paranormal. Or if I maybe find some really good one stars. Good Lord, those one stars are amazing. Maybe every episode should be a variety episode. Maybe one review here, maybe one story of this kind here, a story of this kind here. Yeah, it's our podcast. We'll do whatever the hell we want with it, right? Yeah. All right. Anyway, thank you very much for everything that you always do for us. May your customers be kind and your hours short. Thank you. How can I help you today?